Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
There have been a lot of wildfires out west, and it's an absolute tragedy with all the loss and destruction. And Brian and Andrew both sent me an interesting article about Lloyd's of London and their involvement in what's happening out west. And it's an interesting story because Lloyd's of London is not as well known in America or talked about as much as they used to be in the old days. But Lloyd's of London is a reference to a business in England. And it's not an insurance company, but it's a group that got together of underwriters, and they offer insurance. But people often simply refer to it as, in the shorthand, as Lloyd's of London. And that's because Lloyd's of London was famous, especially in the old days, for insuring extremely large risks. So, you know, oil tankers, fleets of ships, and many of the buildings, for instance, that were damaged in the San Francisco earthquake, the one over 100 years ago, Lloyd's of London paid out on that. And so Lloyd's of London is known for insuring gigantic risks and unusual risks that many other companies won't touch. So the interesting story here is out of OregonLive.com. One-of-a-kind Lloyd's of London wildfire insurance will kick in for Oregon. The state of Oregon actually went to Lloyd's a while back and bought wildfire insurance. And it's a fascinating story. The story was originally published in the Albany Democrat Herald. The Oregonian also published it. A British insurance marketplace in business since 1871 will pay up to $25 million of wildfire costs in Oregon under the state's one-of-a-kind wildfire insurance. And this is one of the other things that's unusual about this, is that most insurance policies we think of, like automobile insurance, an auto company, insurance company, will say, okay, we're going to take a pool of drivers, okay, all the people that we insure, and we're going to figure out what the costs are over that entire pool, divide it all up, and then base our premiums based on that and then some other things like profits, and come up with what we should charge. And that way, if we do this right, we'll make some money, but we'll also pay off the losses. And everyone's happy because the premiums that you pay buy you the peace of mind. But if you file the claim, you get paid. Well, what's unusual about this wildfire insurance is that apparently they're the only state in the country that has it. So who else is in the pool? And it looks like Lloyd's just said, no, we're going to actually just figure this out using actuarial tables and so on, actuarial concepts, and figure out what our risk is versus what the payout might be and calculate our premiums thus. So the policy with Lloyd's of London calls the state to pay the first $50 million in costs. So they have a $50 million deductible, just like I've got on my car. Then Lloyd's pays the next $25 million. Anything above that would be covered by the state along with federal assistance. Now, according to the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center, which is the logistical center for regional fires, Oregon has spent over $53 million on firefighting during the current fire season, which now triggers the policy because they've paid their deductible. So they've hit their deductible. The spokesperson for the Oregon Department of Forestry said he could not confirm the NICC estimate, but he did outline the policy's amounts, limits, and history. Oregon is the only state to have a private wildfire insurance policy and has been with Lloyd's of London since 1973. So you can do the math and just go, wait a second. 1973 till now is almost 50 years, right? Almost. If they've been paying premiums all that time and they make this claim, we could do the math and see who's making money here. But again, that's, you know, shows how this works. The $3.75 million premium, that's how much they've been paying, $3.75 million, is split between the state and private timberland operators. Landowners pay their share through a property tax formula. The current policy is in effect through April 15th, 2021. Now, the spokesperson said that nearly half a century relationship with Lloyd's, the state has received $99 million in claims against $75 million in premiums paid. So he's pointing out they're coming out ahead. The question, of course, is will Lloyd's keep underwriting this if that remains the same? The back-to-back years of payouts led Lloyd's of London to nearly double the premium from $2 million previously to $3.75 million now. And the deductible rose from $20 million to $50 million. The amount Lloyd's would pay out remained at $25 million. In the debate over keeping or dropping the coverage, supporters noted that the 2014 fires had a total cost of $75 million. Some state lawmakers argued for a state trust fund of up to $60 million, But supporters of continuing the policy noted that the state's total price was over $75 million. And both sides were concerned that if they set up a trust fund, the trust fund would get raided for other purposes. And that's what the government does. They say, hey, let's take a bunch of money and set it aside for an emergency. And the money's just sitting there not doing anything. It's minding its own business. Something else pops up. And they go, well, the money's right there. We can spend that money or we could raise taxes. What do you want us to do, people? They raid the trust fund. Then, of course, once that fund is gone, whatever this was set out to save goes up. After a debate in the legislature and the governor's office, the decision was made to continue with the policy at the higher cost. The Oregon Department of Forestry is responsible for about half the forested land in the state, approximately 16 million acres. The state is the key firefighting agency on areas controlled by the Bureau of Land Management, along with county timberlands and private property. Now, Lloyd's, as I mentioned before, is not an insurance company. It's a corporation created by an act of parliament in 1871. It oversees a market underwritten by 90 syndicate members, which are corporations, investment funds, and so on, or just simply wealthy individuals. They refer to them as the names. The members pool disperse the risk while sharing in profits from the premiums from the majority policies that go unused. Policies are sold to entities around the world. And Lloyd's reported a $3.2 billion profit in 2019. Lloyd's of London chairman Bruce Carnegie Brown said earlier this month that the marketplace expects to pay an estimated $6.5 billion on policies because of the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, the Lloyd's building closed. It's a cavernous underwriting room on Lime Street in the heart of the financial district of London. And normally it gets about 5,000 visitors a day, just looky-loos, gawking at it. Though most of its business is done online, the office is the focal point for the marketplace, kind of like Wall Street, you know? The room reopened September 1st with a staggered system of entry into the 197-foot atrium, where you can go and watch insurance policies being written. But it's actually a fascinating story. And I remember movies. I can't remember the name of the movie, but I remember movies about old black and white days, you know? And if you think about this, right, you've got a ship. You've got a ship. And what year was it founded? 1871. So you've got a ship in the 1880s. And you are a London ship owner. And you don't go on the ship, you hire a captain. Captain hires a bunch of people. And that ship is going to carry goods to America, offload the goods, and then reload with different goods and bring them back to England. That's the concept, okay? Now, when that ship leaves port, all kinds of bad things can happen to it. Storms, sea monsters, pirates. So you buy a policy that should that ship go down, you get paid a certain amount of money. Or possibly if the ship gets damaged, you get paid a certain amount of money. Or if the ship makes it there but doesn't make it back, there might be other contingencies. But generally speaking, let's go to the most simple one. Your ship, once it leaves port at this end and gets out of your sight, never comes back. Okay? That's a possibility. So you buy the policy. Should your ship not return, you get paid. Now, here's the thing. You're buying a single policy. Just you and your ship buying the policy from Lloyd's. Lloyd's, however, is selling these policies through its names, selling these policies to other ship owners. And they've got very smart people working there and have had smart people working there since the 1870s. And so they know roughly what the odds are of any ship leaving. Coming back. And number two, they can look at the weather to some extent. Now, the weather is going to depend on how good they've got the meteorological forecasting at that point in history. 1870s, not so good. Today, very good. But also what season it is. There's bad seasons in the Atlantic. There's good seasons. Are you going out during hurricane season or not? That kind of thing. So they can guess. They can estimate roughly what the odds are. And so they base what they're willing to sell the policy to you for based on what they think the odds are of your ship coming back or not coming back. And then you look at it and go, yeah, I'll pay that. You pay that, and it's an insurance policy against your ship not coming back. And so when your ship goes out, until it comes back, the people at Lloyd's are just sitting there going, please come back, please come back, please come back. And ironically, so are you. So are you. And of course, if your ship goes down and you don't get word and eventually you just realize it ain't coming back, or somehow you get word, you go over to Lloyd's and go, hey, my ship sank. Pay me. They confirm it and they pay you. And Lloyd's has a reputation of paying claims. Lloyd's, that's one of the things that Lloyd's did very, very well, very, very early on. They realized that to sell policies of this kind of insurance, people have got to trust you. Because if you're buying an insurance policy, it's an unusual policy, what are the odds they're going to pay you? You know, we're already trying to figure out what the odds are of my thing happening, of my thing, you know, my ship sinking or this, you know, this building burning, whatever. We're already worried about that. What are the odds they're going to pay you? You need those odds that they're going to pay you to be 100%. And Lloyd's has that reputation. I understand they don't pay 100% of all claims, but they have a reputation of paying claims. So that's a good thing. So it's interesting because Oregon, one of a kind, Lloyd's of London Wildfire Insurance will kick in for Oregon now that they've hit their $50 million deductible. Great story. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. How did the soggy Easter Bunny dry himself? With a hair dryer.